Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Give me a little elbow room so we can get started. But I'm going to tell you, the comments by Drew Brees really cut me deep today. And first, let's hear what he said.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
No way, no how, Drew Brees, are we accepting that any longer. You are not, N-O-T, going to change the narrative. This is not about the flag. Stop it already with this nonsense. Drew Brees is a part of the problem. Those comments are disingenuous and wrong. That's what they are. Anyone listening, if anyone brings up the flag, you should denounce them. You should discount them, and you should discard them. It's an excuse. That's all it is. Colin Kaepernick has said a million times it's not about the flag. Why in the world would that be your narrative? That be your conversation after George Floyd was murdered at the hands of a white policeman in full view? How dare you bring up the military? It's about racial injustice. It's about police brutality. That is going to be the conversation. You will not take this from us. People have taken the streets. I know he gave money and Drew Brees helped New Orleans, and I heard all those stories. I don't want to hear him today. I want Drew Brees to denounce racism, denounce social injustice, and talk about the issue at hand. Stop it. And this whole thing, when people bring up the military, your patriotism, I'm sorry, is not going to hide your racism. You can't use it. And let's talk about the military. The military and being proud of the military is only a white thing? Patriotism? People want to say black people aren't patriotic? We're the most patriotic. Are you ready? We make up 12% of the population. 40% of the military, 40, is of black and brown people. How dare you? We went to the military and served our fathers, grandfathers. And they had to fight during segregation. Black troops over there, white troops over there, fighting for the same country, and came back here and were treated like dirt. It pains me when people try to use patriotism as some sort of defense and like you can't challenge it. Yes, we can. And Drew Brees, you are wrong. I don't want to hear it. Drew Brees today is exhibit A as what's wrong with this country. Talk about what we're talking about. Listen to the plight that we live every day. I have a great job. I'm educated. I have those same fears that all the other black guys have of being stopped by cops on the side of the road at night, not knowing what's going to happen to me. These are real fears. Stop acting like they aren't. They are. And when you talk about one love for one's country, to love one's country, that country must love you back. All we want to do is be treated equally and not have our lives snuffed out because they don't matter. Stop with that all lives matter. That's not what we're talking about. We're losing way too many unarmed black people for no reason. So I'm not going to accept it. And I'm going to denounce anybody who tries to use this as an excuse. It's lame. It's terrible. It's null and void this time around. They did it with Colin Kaepernick the first time 4 years ago. He tried to warn us what was going on in this world, and nobody wanted to listen. We're going to listen this time. I want everybody, listen to the message. Listen to the people that live in fear every day. This ain't no hoax. It's real life, Fred Rogan.
Well, Rob, here's the thing. And that was impassioned, and I think it was well said. I actually also think it's a bit unrealistic. It's a bit unrealistic. And I think Drew Brees, those comments just don't represent Drew Brees. They represent a good number of people in this country. Now, if you look at me, and in full disclosure, Rob and I have been friends for a while. And Rob does my TV show in L.A., and he does our radio show as well. And I'm thrilled that you invited me to sit in today. Rob would be the first one to tell you that I'm not black. I grew up in Detroit. I was born in Detroit. But I'm not black, and I have to tell you something. I have absolutely no idea, and it would be disingenuous for me to claim I do, to tell you I know what it's like to be black. I know how I feel. I know how I perceive people, but I don't know. I don't know what it's like to walk in your shoes. And anytime somebody, as Drew Brees did, tries to change the narrative, or Grant Napier, who lost his job as the play-by-play man for the Sacramento Kings, when he said all lives matter. They do. All lives do matter. But we're not talking about that here. We're talking about something entirely different. We're talking about what it is like to be black in America. And quite frankly, the majority of us don't know what that's like. And until we can try, as a group, to put ourselves in someone else's shoes. You talk about fear. The fear is real. Rob, I only know my own fear. I don't know the fear you live. I don't understand that. So what is going on in our country right now after the murder that took place in Minneapolis?
And that's what it was, Fred. You saw it. We all saw it.
Oh, Rob, absolutely. Not even. It was as heinous as anything anyone had ever witnessed. And by the way, that goes on all the time. It's just not always captured on camera. There's a lot of things that have gone on in our country for many years, long before everybody had a cell phone. In Los Angeles, we show car chases all the time. If there's a car chase, we put it on TV. And people go, oh, good God, I've never seen anything like this before. Well, right. They were going on long before we had live transmissions from the helicopter. We just couldn't show it to you. And racial disparity in this country has been going on forever. I grew up in Detroit. I was in the riots in 67. I know what it's like. I lived through the Watts riots of 92 in Los Angeles. I know what that's like. Or the Rodney King riots, I should say, yep, in 92. I know what that's like. All people are asking is to be heard. Listen to me. Understand where I'm coming from. If Drew Brees on this day chooses to put the flag in, or patriotism, he's missed the point. When Colin Kaepernick took a knee and it became, you are disrespecting the United States of America, you missed the point. That's not the point. But Rob, the problem is, and you've lived it, so you know it, when anyone has this uncomfortable conversation, all of the lines quickly become blurred. Now there are different elements. We have to consider different things, and the message is lost. I believe in this case, the message will not be lost. But it's getting us a long time to get here. And when you have Drew Brees saying that, he's just tone deaf. I mean, that's really what it is. He's tone deaf. I have to tell you, I would put my hand over my heart for the national anthem. That's not what we're talking about today.
That is not. And that's the point, Fred, 100%. And that's why his teammates have pushed back. He's gotten a brunt. Fred, he was supposed to be the next star on television on NBC.
Yes.
I'm not so sure that's going to happen unless there's some other conversation that goes on from Drew Brees. Because, as you said, it's tone deaf. He's not listening. That's not what this conversation... How many times did Colin Kaepernick and people have to say, it's not about the flag? How many?
Rob, forget that, because the minute one person said it was about the flag, it was about the flag. And it never was about that. And the saddest part of all of this, no matter where you live in the country and how you feel, you saw what happened in Minneapolis. Drew Brees, like so many people, was speaking off the cuff, and didn't understand he said anything inflammatory. He didn't think he said anything wrong. He was just talking about how he feels. And now he has put himself in this position. The problem is, people aren't looking at this and understanding what it means. His teammates denounced him. They sent out tweets. LeBron James denounced him today. He sent out a tweet. So the issue here, not only for Drew Brees, but really for everybody, is to stay on point, walk in someone else's shoes, and understand what this is about. Because the majority of people in this country, Rob Parker, don't understand what it's like to walk in your shoes. That's really it. And that's why in the top of the show, you're yelling. You're yelling like so many other people are yelling. And all you're saying is, listen to me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nate, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes. And Nate, it's great to have you on considering where we are in the country and what's going on. And Nate, first I just want you to respond to the Drew Brees comments. He's got a lot of pushback. People just feel like, you know, it's the same smokescreen narrative about the flag and about kneeling. What did you think of his comments?
Well, you know, I mean, Drew Brees is a good guy. Drew Brees is a good person. Drew Brees has done a lot for the community, a lot for the city of New Orleans. He's great respect for the military and has a great respect for, you know, for his teammates, as far as I know, right? That being said, in this time, especially as a white man, we're coming to a point where, you know, more and more, and now more than ever, we really need to just listen, you know. And when somebody asks us a question like that, and is maybe hoping or exciting to get a sound, you know, expecting to get a sound bite or something to be able to use and put out on the airwaves and elicit responses and continue to divide us like the media often does, no offense. You know, that was an opportunity to maybe go another way with it. But, you know, it's the way he feels. You know, I respect his feelings on that. And I understand there's a lot of people that I serve with in the military that feel the same way. But, you know, it also hurt a lot of people. It also upset a lot of people. And it seemed a bit tone deaf to a lot of people, considering everything that's going on this week, especially, you know. And to me, at the end of the day, the protesting during the national anthem, during that song, during that time, was always about how much of a response we would get, people would get, seeing that happen at that moment. You know, less about the song itself, less about, not about the military, you know. Because for me, I get it. I stand with pride every time I hear that song, man. And I feel the same way that Drew was talking about. I feel those same things. But not everybody feels that. Not everybody feels that. And it's not their responsibility to just feel that because, you know, we were in the military and we fought for this country. So everybody needs to feel that same type of respect. If they don't feel like they count the same way, I would never want somebody standing, putting their hand on their heart, saluting the flag out of obligation. You know, that's not the kind of country I want to live in. That's not what I fought for. I want people to feel the same way that I do. And if they don't, we got to fight until they do.
Nate Boyer is with us. Rob Parker and Fred Rogan for Chris Broussard today on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Nate, but here's the problem, and I think you just summed it up. Things become so confused and convoluted when people don't stay on point. I mean, this is a major issue this country is dealing with right now. And there's no unseeing what was seen. And this is a time for people to be aware. And even a comment like Drew Brees made, perhaps by pointing that out, he becomes more aware. Because, Nate, that's been the problem. People just aren't aware. They have not walked in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. We, a lot of things that are said, and even a lot of, honestly, even a lot of the, and I'm one of these people that, you know, I posted a black screen on my social media yesterday, and I know Drew did too, and I know a lot of people did. And I think a lot of people did that out of obligation, you know what I mean? And did that out of feeling like this sense of like, well, I did something now. I did my part. I'm supporting the cause. And it's like, do you even really know what's happening and why this is happening beyond just what we've seen this last week, you know, and beyond just, you know, those names that are commonly used, from the George Floyd to the Trayvon Martins to the Sandra Bland to Emmett Till to all these names, right? It's so much more than that. It's so much more than that. And it's not just police brutality. It's so much more than that. And I'm trying to learn as much as I can. You know, I still have a ton to learn, too. I'm absolutely not a subject matter expert in any way.
Nate, do you feel like, you know, Colin was sitting, and if people remember how this thing really started, he had sat on the bench during the national anthem for a couple of games until Steve Weiss, a reporter from the NFL Network, noticed him and said, hey, what are you doing? And that's how we even found out about the police brutality protest. And then you told Colin it would be better for him to kneel rather than sit. And when you see all this pushback from people, you're a veteran, you gave him some advice, he followed your advice because he thought, he's not here to disrespect the military, and he's listening to a military man. What do you think about people who push back on him despite him listening to a guy from the military?
Yeah, well, I think it's important for people to understand, too, that Colin reached out to me. Like, Colin called me and asked if I would meet with him and asked if I would, you know, have a conversation with him. He wanted to hear what I thought, what I felt, and, you know, he wanted to make sure that he wasn't offending people in the military. And I told him, Colin, no matter what you do, you're going to offend people. You can't do anything in this world without offending people. You're never going to please everybody. There's just no way. He knows, and he knew that. I think he knew that. But I said, no matter what, you know, even if you stand with your hand on your heart now, people are going to be, you know, offended. People that are proud of what you're doing and speaking out on are going to say, well, how come you're tucking your tail now and moving away from it? So we sat down, we talked, we had, you know, pretty in-depth conversation about everything going on and his feelings and my feelings and his experiences and my experiences. And through that conversation, he asked me if there was another way besides sitting on the bench that I thought he could protest that wouldn't offend people in the military. And like I said, there's no way you won't offend some people. But I think if you're at least alongside your teammates, that would be a big step. And the only way I can see you doing that without standing, because he committed to not standing, people got to understand that. The only other way I could see you doing that would be taking a knee. And I don't see that as disrespectful. I don't speak for the military. I don't speak for anybody but myself. But I think it would be harder for people to find that disrespectful, because people take a knee to pray, to propose to their wives. It's just never been a symbol of disrespect to my knowledge. And he agreed, and he said that would be more powerful, and that's when he did that very same night on the field in San Diego.
What did you think, or how did you feel, Nate, when you saw the backlash he received?
I mean, I knew he would receive it. I received it, too. Not nearly at the level I'm sure Colin did, but I definitely received it, too, from people I served with. I was called various things, a disgrace to the Green Beret. You know, even today I had somebody reach out from my unit that's, you know, upset that I use the Special Forces motto sometimes when I write things and when I say things. And the motto is De Oppresso Liber, which means to free the oppressed. And they're upset about that. They're like, you don't speak for a unit. And so I get it, you know, and I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody, man. I'm not intending to hurt anybody in any way.
But I was surprised at the backlash. Now, knowing what I know now, 3.5 years later, and just what social media is and what it does to people, what it does to what it's done to our country, I'm not surprised at all. You know, it's way less surprising now because it just it leads to so much. It's tough, man.
Nate, can't we acknowledge, as we saw, the murder of George Floyd at the hands of police on the streets of Minneapolis? Can we, Colin, what he was telling us and standing for was right. 4 years ago, he was sounding the alarm about the epidemic going on in this country. And I don't know how anybody can look at this anything differently. It was never about him. I think it's more courageous, Nate, to protest, put yourself on the line when you're talking about people you don't even know and you're giving up potentially your life, your good life, and your livelihood, and people still don't get can't get that through their heads. I don't understand it. But when you see where we are, does it make sense what Colin was trying to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it either. And it's not just things Colin have done. There's a lot of people that have done a lot, risked a lot out there. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, a lot of people in the military risk quite a bit. So, like, I get it. Trust me. But there's just certain people that are just, you know, I guess are just going to never understand, or you just got to keep trying. That's all I see it, man. Like, all you can do is keep trying, keep fighting. It's not, you know, it's not simple to create great change. It is not easy. It takes time, and you know we have a lot ingrained in our country that needs to change. It needs to move forward. It's going to take a continued commitment by a lot of people, you know, and not just shaking fists and pointing fingers. You know, a lot more than that. And there's a ton of people doing that right now, you know. But they unfortunately don't get the microphone very often. And you know, that's all we can do is like continue to move forward, continue to galvanize. People are changing. You know, it might take longer than people hope, but there's a good population of people that are listening that weren't listening before.
Hey, Nate Boyer, our guest on the Odd Couple. Thank you so much. Appreciate your insight, your knowledge, everything. Thanks for your service to the country, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thank you, Nate.
Appreciate it,
Nate. Thank you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Let's dive into the Drew Brees controversy, which, of course, is the big story. And to me, it was just the same old talk about what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to chime in and you're Drew Brees, the only thing I want to hear is you denounce racism, police brutality. That's what I want to hear. Let's take a listen to his comments first, Fred, and then we'll talk.
I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place.
Sorry, Fred, we're not talking about that today. We're talking about George Floyd and all the other unarmed black men who have been killed by white police in this country. And, Fred, this wasn't just sports writers pushing back or broadcasters or guys in their white ivory towers picking on poor Drew Brees. His teammates didn't appreciate it, and Malcolm Jenkins was not happy with Drew Brees, and he had a message for him.
We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those and push them throughout the world, the airways, are the problem. And it's unfortunate because I considered you a friend. I looked up to you. You're somebody who I had a great deal of respect for. But sometimes you should shut the f*** up.
I mean, you can't get any more real, Fred, in a situation than telling somebody to shut the F up.
No, especially if it's your teammate and your quarterback. Drew Brees is guilty of two things here. Two things. Is Drew Brees a racist? No. Not a racist. But he's guilty of two things. The first thing is not staying on point. The flag, what is it? The national anthem.
Didn't we go through that with Colin 4 years ago, Fred? They asked Colin, what is this about?
Right.
He told you what it was about.
Right, but that, you didn't want to hear. People didn't want to hear that, Rob. Some people heard it loud and clear. Others, social justice, online, he was attacked for it. The other thing Drew Brees is guilty of here is just being tone deaf, not getting it. Now, that's something that a lot of people in this country are guilty of. They're tone deaf. They don't get it.
And this is where I want to get to you and ask.
All right.
This could have ramifications huge for Drew Brees, not just getting a beating on social media for a day or a couple of days or whatever it winds up being. A, that deal with NBC to be the next TV analyst for the future, that just took a big hit, Fred. You know television as well as anybody. Right now, Drew Brees is toxic. Number two, if you're a Saints fan, how in the world does he lead that locker room? The NFL 70% black. If I'm a teammate, I don't know if I could play for that guy or look at him the same way, Fred. I don't know.
Well, and I think that's the overriding issue now, because that's the most current issue. The NBC deal, Rob, that's in place when he retires.
Right.
And some time will pass before he retires. So you'll take the temperature of the country, and then you'll have a better idea. Will this have blown over? Will he have apologized? Will things have changed? So that we can't talk about. But what we can talk about is how our players are going to react to him. You'll remember the old Oakland A's. Their clubhouse was toxic. Everybody hated everybody. They all fought. But on the field, they fought together. But remember, the issues in the A's clubhouse were not over race. Now this comment and what's going on is about race. And that's very different. You know, I don't like the way you play. I don't like this. I don't like that is one thing. When you talk race, you cut to the core of someone. I think everybody in that New Orleans locker room, and I'm sure Drew Brees will address the team when they all get together. I think we can put that on the checklist. He'll address everybody. And he'll say he misspoke, or he'll explain himself. Everybody in there will have no choice but to either begrudgingly accept his apology or accept it, because they all have a job to do. But that's the kind of thing, and it might be wrong, that's the kind of thing where people don't forget. You know, they don't forget that kind of thing.
You know what, Fred? You're spot on. It's one thing to be like, okay, it might never be the same for Drew Brees and the way people look at it, because this cut black people deep, Fred.